This is 91.9 FM WUOT, your public radio station. I'm Malia White. It's now time for our weekly author segment, The Author's Page. Here's your host, Jody Sims.
Selwa Lucky Roosevelt was born in 1929 in Kingsport, Tennessee. She was the daughter of Lebanese immigrants. Her father started out as a peddler and worked tirelessly until he was able to open his own dry cleaning business. Selwa's mother surrounded her children with books and made sure they were given every kind of lesson. They had lessons in art, music, and what they used to call expression lessons, which were basically learning how to give a speech. Selwa's first writing job was as a newspaper reporter for the Kingsport Times in the summers during her high school years. Her father was very against it and thought she would get into bad company, but Selwa persisted and credits that experience for helping her learn about the world. She wrote features mostly, although she started out doing obituaries. After some time, she learned how to write social copy, reporting on tea parties, events, and weddings. After high school, Selwa attended Vassar College in New York. It was at Vassar that she got the name Lucky. Apparently, she was quite the card player of bridge and poker. But she was also a good student, graduating with honors while working as a freelance writer for numerous magazines, including Family Circle, McCall's, and Town and Country. In 1950, Selwa married Archie Roosevelt Jr., a grandson of President Theodore Roosevelt, and they lived in Washington, D.C., where he was a career CIA officer. It was her job as a journalist with the Washington Evening Star, covering social events in Washington, D.C., that caught the attention of First Lady Nancy Reagan, who offered Selwa the position of Chief of Protocol in 1982. For 7 years, she organized over 1,000 visits of world leaders to the U.S., oversaw the diplomatic corps, and traveled to summits, becoming the longest-serving Chief of Protocol of the United States. In 1990, Selwa wrote the book Keeper of the Gate, the story of how she came to be one of Washington's power brokers. The book chronicles the Reagan administration's foreign policy activity and Washington society throughout the 80s, as observed by Selwa, who had a front row seat at every event, including 70 state dinners. Selwa reveals in the book that if not for Jackie Kennedy, she might not have gotten so far so quickly. When Jackie married JFK before he became President Kennedy, everyone was trying to get an interview with Jackie, but she wanted nothing to do with the press. Luckily for Selwa, Jackie and her were friends, so when Selwa asked if she could be the first to interview her, she said yes. As you can imagine, Selwa's editors were so impressed that her career really took off after that. Lucky Selwa Roosevelt describes her time growing up in Tennessee as wonderful. In her own words, "I was brought up by parents who gave me a lot of love and a wonderful home with very few material things. Lucky me."
Support for the Author's Page comes from Friends of the Knox County Public Library, celebrating 50 years of community outreach, advocacy, and support for the library and its staff. Learn more about being among friends at knoxfriends.org.
Thank you for listening. The Author's Page is a production of the Authors Guild of Tennessee and WUOT. More information and archives of past segments can be found at authorsguildoftn.org or wuot.org. I'm Jody Sims, the host of The Author's Page. We love telling you stories.